WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. On the eve of today's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting comes the announcement of eliminating non-faculty positions on the flagship campus. Interim President Mark Hussey says more than $8 million will be transferred to what he called the university's core mission of teaching, research, and engagement and outreach. System Chancellor John Sharp, who teased the Faculty Senate earlier this week about Hussey's announcement, says this keeps A&M the most efficient state agency.
We can go to the most conservative member of the legislature and say, we are the most efficient. You want your money to be trusted to the very best there is, the most, the folks that respect your money the most, that's Texas A&M.
A memo sent by Dr. Hussey to top administrators and deans also outlined what was described as strict procedures for filling any requested non-faculty positions in the future. New legislation has been designed by the state's Task Force for Infectious Disease Preparedness and Response to increase Texas's level of preparedness in responding to infectious disease threats.
The legislation was developed in response to the Ebola outbreak in Dallas last year.
This emergency highlighted needs for profound changes in our training, in our preparedness, our protocols, and even the structure and power of our local and state officials in terms of their ability to respond to the crisis.
Texas A&M Health Science Center CEO Brett Jouard, who heads the task force, says the bill includes provisions enabling the governor to declare a state of infectious disease emergency, to increase the protectiveness of emergency responders, and to enable state health authorities to stop a transportation carrier.
There is also the granting of the state's chief physician the ability, under very specific protections and standards, to issue a control order that is enforceable before it is violated.
Dr. Jouard says under current law, the state's chief physician can issue a control order for a potentially exposed or infectious person to stay in their home, but the control order cannot be enforced until the person breaks it. He says this issue was a critical part of the task force that was highlighted during the recent outbreak. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police have made four arrests from three convenience store robberies last month. The latest are two Bryan men who share an apartment across Sandy Point Road from the Brazos County Jail. 18-year-old William Dates and 20-year-old Jonathan Lett are accused of participating in the holdups at Palisota Grocery. Lett was also arrested along with a 16-year-old for a holdup at Sodalex Grocery. A 16- and 17-year-old were arrested last month, and investigators say additional charges may be filed on all four. Door-to-door salesmen acting suspiciously led to a visit from Bryan police.
We've received a couple of complaints regarding door-to-door salesmen and just, acting a little off. The person's felt uncomfortable with them, contacting them. So on February 10th, our officers went to the area. We contacted a group of individuals who were selling magazines, and they did not have a permit.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the solicitors have not applied for a city permit. This is among several recent complaints, which led to a police advisory of what to do and not to do if you're approached. Online at WTAW.com is a list from police. McKeithen says if you don't want to deal with solicitors that won't go away, to call police immediately. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 46 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Considerable cloudiness across the area this morning will give way to partial sunshine. The warmer temperatures we've had the last couple of days, they give way to cooler conditions. Highs 55 to 60 today. Clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. It'll be sunny tomorrow with a high close to 60. Tomorrow night clear. Lows 45 to 50 degrees. Sunshine's in the forecast for the day on Saturday. Temperatures on Saturday up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M men's basketball taking one on the chin from Georgia last night. The ladies look to play Arkansas tonight. And a former A&M basketball player is tearing up the NBA and has set an NBA record for most games over 50% shooting. At almost 40 of them in a row.
Wow.
Okay. That and more in sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
Guess as long as you're taking more than two shots, that's impressive.
Yes.
So now, Cub Scouts, either of you guys Cub Scouts?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay. All right. So, you know.
I made it all the way to Weebelows.
Okay.
Well, I got out as an Eagle.
There you are.
Listen, you're an Eagle?
I am.
Wow. Yeah. No wonder. What
does that mean?
I think that's that may be the first Eagle Scout we've had here on the morning show. So congratulations.
Certainly don't act like one.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, there you are then. But, you know, Cub Scouts was so much fun.
Oh, it was.
I mean, you know, and one of the neat things, you know, my mom was a den mother, and one of the neat things was, you know, that you'd get to experience new and different things. And, you know, so your little pack, you know, we had about five or six in our pack, you know, and then I don't know, we weren't the real dress up, you know, scout date type things.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I mean, it's right here in town, you know. So it's, you know. Did you guys like wear your Cub Scout uniforms to school when it was Cub Scout Day?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
No, I mean, not all the time, but it happened.
Wow. So in other words, when you went in for Eagle Scout, you had like pictures of, you know, here I was in sixth grade.
I think by middle or high school, I decided not to wear scout uniform.
Yeah, I understand. Well, so anyway, so the idea is to have some sort of, you know, fun field trips or whatever. Cub Scout troop in California took a short walk through an active nude beach.
Oh, dang.
It was Cub Scout Pack 766 from San Diego. It was on a nature hike through the Torrey Pines State Park. Got to watch out for golf balls while you're there, too. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless. But parents say that they were shocked when the pack master, Desmond Wheatley, guided the group through Black's Beach, well known for being clothing optional. According to one couple who were on a hike with their fourth grade son, the pack master, Mr. Wheatley, told them, "This is a naturalist beach. And my family and I go through here all the time. It's not a big deal." you know, it kind of is a big deal. They filed a complaint.
Depends
on
how cold the water is.
Man, getting ready for Seinfeld with a Seinfeld reference there. We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Goodness sake.
Do I have to say I'm sorry?
No, it's fine.
It is what it is.
That's right. They were told by the Boy Scouts of America that no policies were violated, so just saying.
Probably never come up before. No.
Later on, a story about the human polar bear who swims in really cold water.
Oh. Yeah.
The year is 1194, and Robin Hood must rescue the king by laying siege to Nottingham Castle. Don't miss this explosive stunt show every afternoon at Show at Forest Fair. You'll also see over 150 merchants and over 30 stage acts, full contact jousting, falconry, sword fighting, music, magic, and more. Show at Forest Fair is open Saturdays and Sundays, February 7th through March 29th, plus spring break Friday, March 20th, on highways 290 and 21, only an hour from Bryan College Station. Camping is available. Save $3 on tickets at participating Walgreens or online at Show at Forest Fair.
Full contact jousting? Wow. Do they put like a boxing glove on the end of that thing? How's that work?
No, it's the same thing they do at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I haven't been in a while. 25 years. Well, what do they do? How do they do full contact jousting?
If I'm not mistaken, the tips of the jousting implements are balsa.
Oh, and so they could smash.
So they disintegrate pretty rapidly.
Oh, there you go. Well, you got to like that. Okay, there you are. All right, this really is Abraham Lincoln's birthday today. You know, we do that celebration thing where we split it with Washington, but anyhow. It's Plum Pudding Day. I don't know why you'd want to. Darwin Day.
There you are.
Paul Bunyan Day. and Safety Pups Day. I don't know what that means, but
me either.
It's day 43. We got 322 to go, and we got these birthdays.
Baylor graduate and Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III is 25 years old. Christina Ricci is 35. Jesse Spencer from House and Chicago Fire is 36. Ajay Naidu, ballpark.
Okay.
Office Space guy, 43 years old.
Huh? What did he do?
The guy that stomps on the fax machine.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, whatever happened to him. Yeah, okay.
Josh Brolin, 47. China Phillips is 47 as well. Arsenio Hall,
right.
59 years old. Joanna Kearns is 62. Michael McDonald, Yomo Be There, is 63. Michael Ironside, 65. Maude Adams is 70. She was in the Octopussy movie as Octopussy. Mo Bandy from Mo and Joe is 71.
Mo Bandy?
Mo Bandy.
I think he's playing in Cameron this weekend.
Get out.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I got a text from a guy who used to work here saying, hey, good double date opportunity. Yeah, okay.
Judy Blume, author of Super Fudge and Tales of the Fourth Grade, Nothing, is 77. Bill Russell from the Boston Celtics and a legend is 81. And I didn't know this. Joe Garagiola is 89.
Yeah.
Joe Garagiola, however, was not the best baseball player on his block.
No, that's right. Cause?
Next door neighbor was Yogi Berra.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Mo Bandy, what is today?
Today is the 12th.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think we missed him. I think he's already been in. No, it's coming up. It is. It's coming up. It's not in Cameron, though. He's in Stafford at the Redneck Country Club in Stafford on February the 13th. Then Valentine's Day in Donna, Texas with Mo Bandy. Could it get any better than that? He'll be at the Leon County Expo Center with Janie Fricke. That's in Buffalo. Then he'll be playing Smithville, League City. He's all over the place. So if you want to catch some Mo Bandy, do that. If you want to. In the meantime, back to swimming in colder waters. A British daredevil who calls himself the human polar bear, attempting his most dangerous stunt ever. Lewis Pugh plans to swim Antarctica wearing only a swimming cap, goggles, and a Speedo. The ocean will be about 29 degrees Fahrenheit as he attempts to swim a distance of 5 kilometers. Good gravy, Marie.
No.
He wouldn't swim in the frigid waters long enough to swim the entire distance in one try, so he'll swim just 1 kilometer per week till he's done. Still.
Yeah.
Says
hypothermia
that,
sets in pretty quickly.
Yeah, says he can survive the icy water because he's developed the power to raise his body temperature at will. Scientists call this skill thermogenesis.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if they got a name for it, then I guess it can happen. Wonder how many degrees you can do that. That's odd. And, of course, I mean, even the biggest Speedo probably wouldn't be enough protection, would it?
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the president finally has presented a request for the authorization for the use of military force to combat ISIS. The proposal would repeal the 2002 authorization of force in Iraq, but maintain legislation authorizing our efforts against Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. But the mission, although it would be limited to 3 years, does not call for a large-scale operation of American ground forces. Obama says that if left unchecked, ISIS will pose a threat beyond the Middle East, including to the United States homeland. Well, that's a far cry from the JV team, which he talked about a year ago. Now, let's hope that the president now has a winning strategy to go along with this request. I tend to doubt it. I'm not holding my breath. Of course, ideology, political correctness seem to trump reality in the world of delusion that is Obama.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, if she tells you she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day, what she really means is, you better get me something for Valentine's Day. Now, you want to show the women in your life that you love her, that you thought of something special and unique and different this year. Get her the gift that I guarantee she will love. It's my wife's favorite. It's Sherry's Berries, the best, most delicious, the best of the best, juiciest strawberries. Berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, and nuts. And right now you can get it at 40% off just using my last name, Hannity, when you order. Now, the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal, giant, juicy, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $14.99 in a beautiful gift box. You can double the orders of berries for $10 more. Just visit berries, berries.com, berries.com, or call 866-FRUIT-02. When you go to the website, click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner, type in my last name, Hannity. Berries.com, click on the microphone, enter my name, Hannity, or call 866-FRUIT-02 for all the Valentines in your life.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Futures pointing to a higher open after stocks closed narrowly mixed yesterday. The Dow Industrial slipped 6. The NASDAQ added 13. Fox Business Network's Nicole Petaliti says one tech stock was a big winner.
Now, Apple hit a record all-time high, approaching $125. And good old Carl Icahn certainly putting out his information and saying that he thinks that the stock's worth $216.
A former Korean Air executive will serve a year in jail for violating aviation safety law tied to her tantrum over how she was served macadamia nuts on a flight from JFK. A court today found Heather Cho guilty of forcing the flight to change its route, the most serious of the charges she faced. Was it a Washington conspiracy or just a technical glitch? Fans of the hit political drama House of Cards got an unexpected sneak peek of the show's third season yesterday when Netflix mistakenly posted the latest installments online for about a half hour. Fans could stream the new episodes. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's report has been brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps.
Thank you for being here with us.
Oh, boy. Brian Williams suspended himself for several days after admitting that his now infamous helicopter story wasn't true.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But NBC News is taking him off the air entirely. Last night, they said they were suspending Brian Williams for 6 months without pay, effective now. Lester Holt would be filling in. An NBC News executive said, quote, "This was a very hard decision. Certainly there will be those who disagree, but we believe this suspension is an appropriate and proportionate action," because he lied.
A little bit of danger would have made it more worth it.
They didn't say that. However, she added that they stopped short of canning him because, quote, "felt it would be wrong to disregard all the good work he has done. He's been an important and well-respected part of our organization," except for the whole part where he lied. Kind of like this.
"I recently stated that I was the one who killed Osama bin Laden. We now know that it was, in fact, SEAL Team 6. I sincerely apologize for any inconvenience that this may have caused."
Oh, yeah. And he makes NBC a lot of money. And he lies like this.
"I recently stated that I was the one who discovered the cure for polio. Sources now tell us that it was, in fact, Jonas Salk."
Or this one.
"I recently stated that I was the cold-blooded 13th century Mongolian warrior that ruled the largest empire in the world. I am now being told that it was, in fact, Genghis Khan. I sincerely apologize for any inconvenience that this may have caused.
Yes, Brian Williams has been in a lot of places.
I recently stated that I was the first man to climb Mount Everest. That was, in fact, Sir Edmund Hillary.
And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. They've just added a brand new line that is made right here in the Brazos Valley. It's Old Glory Firearms. This is really, really high-end stuff. Veterans doing business with veterans. It's really cool. Go check it out for yourself. They've also got a giant line of suppressors, 22 ammunition, which is hard to find, and it's all in their brand new location on Texas Avenue in College Station in the same shopping center as Prospectors right across the street from the Kettle. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Winter is almost over.
Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Let's hit the road.
At RV Station, see the all-new Alpines, Laredos, and Jayco Motorhomes.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Hurry to RV Station in Bryan. Check out our massive inventory at RVStation.com. Winter is almost over.
Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Get show prices on the all-new Jaycos, Raptors, and Rockwoods.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Rush to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, rvstation.com.
Good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. So, yep, going to be a little cooler today. We've got the winds out of the north, and it did cool down a little bit last night. High today will be 58, and it'll be windy. We'll have sunshine, but it'll be windy. Winds out of the north at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Mostly clear with 37 for our low temperature tonight. Then tomorrow, 61 ought to be the high. On Saturday, looks good, 74 degrees. And Sunday, we're looking at sunshine again at 66. Then we have a chance of rain, 40%. They're telling us on Sunday night and on President's Day on Monday, we've got a 40% chance of rain as well. Right now, winds out of the north at 14 miles an hour. Our chill factor is 40. And the air temperature is 46.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Originally, English had only 23 letters in the alphabet. Now we have 26. How'd we get the last three? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Tonight, you don't want to miss the premiere of The Slap on NBC.
A great new drama about how even in the most normal family, one event can change everything forever.
Yeah, and that event is a slap.
Yes.
And check out the cast in this show. Peter Sarsgaard, Zachary Quinto, Uma Thurman.
There's a lot to love in The Slap.
Yeah, the critics agree. Vanity Fair calls The Slap one of the best new shows on TV.
And they would be right.
Yep.
It's the perfect fit for the all-new NBC Thursday.
It's going to be an amazing new night of drama. So don't miss the premiere of The Slap, followed by The Blacklist, and then Allegiance, tonight on NBC.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Where do the 26 letters in our alphabet come from?
Our 26 come down to us from 23 letters that the ancient Romans used.
David Sachs, author of the book Language Visible, Unraveling the Mysteries of the Alphabet, says the last three letters were added in the Middle Ages.
And the three final letters are not the final letters of the alphabet. They are the letters J, V like Victor, and W.
And throughout history, David says letters take on personalities and meanings.
A stands for excellence in school. And, you know, just open the yellow pages and you'll see brand names that exploit this. You know, AAA Heating and Cooling. And then B has come to mean for us second best. For example, we talk about a B movie. We don't even have a term that is an A movie. We don't need it. The use of the letter B creates the whole comparison.
And interestingly, in an incredible number of languages, the word for mother begins with the letter M.
Hebrew says Emma, Finnish Emo, Basque Ama, Mandarin Chinese Ma. So the question is, what is it that might be prompting this similarity? And the answer is the baby in the crib. Most parents will recognize it when I say that one of the earliest sounds that a baby makes consistently is ma, 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 ma.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision, go to maraeyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey is giving new President Michael Young an additional $8 million for academic-related expenses. A university news release says the money is coming from the elimination of vacant non-faculty positions.
This is the most efficient government agency in the state of Texas. Forget university. 3.6% administrative overhead at Texas A&M University. And Thursday, you're going to see the president take some action that's even going to make that more important when... And all of that money is going to be put into a fund for academic excellence by the president, to be used by the president and the provost, presumably in this case the new president and provost.
That's System Chancellor John Sharp. Dr. Hussey also told top administrators and deans there will be strict procedures for filing any future non-faculty positions. None of the lost jobs are housed or located in academic departments. WTAW News has asked for a list of the positions that have been eliminated. After three confirmed diagnoses of Ebola last year, state legislators created a bill to increase the level of preparedness in responding to infectious disease threats based on recommendations by the Texas Task Force for Infectious Disease Preparedness and Response.
Senator Charles Schwertner and CEO of the Texas A&M Health Science Center, Brett Jouar, who heads the task force, spoke to the media Wednesday about the new legislation, which addresses any infectious disease threat.
This bill, although based on the Ebola emergency, is not an Ebola bill. This is preparation for any infectious disease emergency in the future.
Dr. Jouar says among new provisions, the state's chief physician could issue a control order for an exposed or infectious person to stay in their home before the control order is broken. This is currently not the case.
Inappropriate authorities can temporarily detain a person who is mentally ill, who is at risk of harming someone else. This is done on a regular basis. Now, in contrast, even the state's top doctor can't enforce a person staying in the home who's potentially infectious with Ebola.
Jouar says other provisions include increasing the protectiveness of emergency responders and enabling the governor to declare a state of infectious disease emergency. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Flu activity in the Brazos County continues to run well ahead of those afflicted last year. The latest update from the health department shows 134 cases during the week ending February 7th. That's compared to 68 the year before. The last 4 weeks, the health department has had 821 flu cases compared to 235 during the same period in 2014. Since the start of flu season last October, there have been more than 2,300 cases, which is an increase of more than 800 from last year. Earlier this week, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick announced his intent to keep Texas National Guard troops along the Mexico border past March. State Representative John Rainey, a member of the House Appropriations Committee, says the proposed budget includes $418 million for the Guard.
What we're trying to determine now, whether it'd be better to spend money increasing the number of DPS officers who have more authority or continue to use the Guard, and it's just a big question. Which is the best way to go?
The lieutenant governor's plan to keep the Guard on the border through May is projected to cost $814 million. Bryan Police has issued an advisory about door-to-door solicitors following several complaints about salesmen acting suspiciously. Officer Kelly McKeithen says if any salespeople come to your door and you don't want to deal with them but they won't go away, call police immediately.
Yeah, call us immediately. Sometimes even burglars will go and knock on a door and to see if you're home. So just to prevent that from happening, you know, if someone's knocking on your door and you're trying to ignore them and they won't go away, contact us.
McKeithen says on Tuesday, officers contacted a group of individuals who were selling magazines without a permit. McKeithen says the group left and so far has not applied for a city permit. More tips to deal with solicitors from Bryan Police are online at WTAW.com. Two roommates are the third and fourth arrests from a series of convenience store armed robberies in Bryan last month. 20-year-old Jonathan Lett and 18-year-old William Dates are accused of participating in a holdup at Palisoda Grocery. Lett was also arrested for a holdup at Sodalax Grocery. Both are being held in the Brazos County Jail across Sandy Point Road from their home. Last month, a 16-year-old was arrested for his involvement at Palisoda, Sodalax, and the Handy Stop on West William Joel Bryan. And a 17-year-old was arrested for being the gunman in the Handy Stop robbery. Investigators say additional charges may be filed on all four. At Texas Tech, two student-led petition drives are overshadowing tonight's scheduled speech on prison reform from a well-known activist.
Texas Tech Republicans first started a petition against Angela Davis's appearance.
We are only upset with Texas Tech University paying $12,000 for a person who, by standards, does not strive for honor or promote democracy.
Rebecca Gerardo with the Tech Republicans. Davis was once on the FBI's most wanted list. She was freed from jail after a trial. Sophia Dominguez with the Tech Feminist Majority Leadership Alliance says it's a matter of free speech.
In saying don't pay Angela Davis, you're saying don't let Angela Davis come. And you cannot prohibit someone from coming to speak.
In Lubbock, Matt Ernst, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It's the hard truth. In today's world, negative experiences quickly find a way to go online. One disgruntled customer, a bad employee, or broken personal relationship can easily post an ill-advised photo, tweet, rumor, story, bad review, and there it is right on page one when you search your name or business online. In the past, you had no way to fight back. Well, now you can. Grab a pen and take down this phone number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. When you call, you'll get free info that'll show you how a reputation management company can easily build positive online content for you and legally bury negative information. This is not something you can do on your own. Don't lose any more business or miss out on another personal or business opportunity because of what is wrongfully being said about you online. Take control of your internet search results. Call 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Hurry, don't delay. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 29 years. Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
Cooler temperatures have arrived across the area along with some cloudiness. That cloudiness should move out. We'll see some sunshine develop. Temperatures today making their way up only to about 55 to 60. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down to 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high close to 60. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be 45 to 50 degrees. We'll have sunny weather and warmer conditions by Saturday. Highs up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M men's basketball last night, A&M women's basketball tonight. The ladies, by the way, have already slated into a spot in the NCAA tournament if things stay the way they are right now. Plus more from sports. We'll do it all for you coming up here in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Yep. Getting to be the busy time of year. I don't know if you heard the story on the Wall Street Journal. We'll talk about it later on. You know, the San Antonio Spurs have to leave town for about a month because the rodeo coat goes mm-hmm. into the, what is that, Hemisphere Arena? Is that what that's there? Or the Alamo Dome? Where they play? I don't even know.
Freeman Coliseum.
Do they play?
Oh, where they play? Yeah. SBC Center.
Yeah, well, but that's they've moved the rodeo to there.
Ah, yes.
And they're on the road for almost a month, and yet they win 70% of their games while they're gone.
What does that say about San Antonio?
Greg Popovich is a hell of a basketball coach, is what that says.
Well, it does. You know, because we, you know, but anyhow, well, we'll talk about that later. So lawmakers at both parties used a congressional hearing up in Washington to give a stern warning to the head of the IRS.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Don't you be looking at our books, they're saying. No, they didn't say that. Demanding that the tax agency end its practice of seizing huge amounts of money from law-abiding businesses for the simple act of depositing cash in their bank accounts. Here we go. Quote, "I was never so afraid in my life, not even in combat," said Andrew Clyde, who runs a gun store in Athens, Georgia, as he described how he felt when two IRS agents showed up at his door saying they had seized $940,000 from his company's bank account. The agencies had told Clyde that he had likely committed a felony by making cash deposits of less than $10,000. That's the limit set by the feds.
That's the law.
Yeah,
structure payments, yeah.
Yeah, got to do that. Anyway, all to help uncover a money laundering and other legal activities that were going on. But Clyde and others who testified said they had done nothing wrong. And, more importantly, the IRS knew they'd done nothing wrong. Then there was another story of a guy who the IRS seized $446,000 from his bank account, alleging that he had structured his cash deposits to avoid that federal reporting requirement of $10,000.
As far as Mr. Clyde's concerned, he says, because I read up on him, he said, you always seem skeptical when someone says, oh, I didn't do anything wrong, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
He says he didn't know that he was covered insurance-wise for up to $10,000 being stolen from him, so he never felt comfortable carrying more than that to the bank.
I understand
that. And he made 109 deposits over about a year, and they took that, never charged him, and just hung on to the money. And so he had to forfeit about $150,000. He forfeited $50,000, and his legal bills are $150,000.
I was going to say, then there are the legal bills that kick in.
But never charged. Yeah. And that's the issue.
See, and that's just ludicrous. Well, I'm sorry. No, that's absolutely fine. The IRS can do whatever they want.
Yeah, see? And and your second reaction is what this whole problem is about.
Correct.
It really is.
Well, his quote at the end of the AP story was, "This was my tactical retreat so I could live to fight another day, and that day is today."
In anecdotal conversations that I've had with other people who own businesses, the fact that they will come after you hammer and tongs because you owe them $16.20 is ludicrous, and they do. You know, they're going to seize property because you owe them $16, and then they allow people like Al Sharpton, whose nonprofits owe hundreds of thousands of dollars, to go hang with the Prez at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's stupid. It's just, and it's wrong.
You're right.
It's just wrong. This isn't the first, and again, they go after people, and it doesn't matter what the administration is. You can blame it when Republicans were in office or when Democrats were in office. They just do it. They just do it. You ask any business owner, and they'll shake their head, or they may tell you a story, but it's a different world for people who own businesses when it comes to the IRS. Well, no surprise that both Republicans and Democrats found something not to like with the president's request for the expanded use of military force against ISIS. Orrin Hatch probably put it just right. In an interview yesterday, he called it, quote, utterly stupid. How's that? The deal is it's for 3 years, okay? He's asking for guidelines for 3 years. And, of course, that means that his successor is going to have to live under this world as well. And I don't know. It seems that anybody who knows anything about warfare believes that this administration has no plan whatsoever. And it would seem that you would want to ask for as much authorization as you possibly could. But he isn't. He, once again, is limiting the mission. But, again, he's the one who tells Christians to get off their high horse. So I'm just saying.
He's quite the prize winner.
He really is. He really is. Yeah. So anyway, Scott Walker, who is in London, because, you know, people in Wisconsin do a lot of business with England. Oh, well, maybe he's running for president. I'm not sure. Anyway, he's there at a London-based think tank Asked if he believed in evolution, he said, quote, "I'm going to have to punt on that one," end quote. He said, "That is a question a politician shouldn't be involved in one way or the other." Well, of course, that's going to... people get all upset over that. National Democratic Committee spokesperson Holly Shulman said, quote, "Scott Walker traveled to a foreign policy think tank to refuse to discuss foreign policy, dodged a straightforward question on evolution, and failed to explain the budget fiasco that he left behind in Wisconsin." Yeah, whatever. David Axelrod. And I got to give it to Axelrod. He's got a book to sell, and he's going wherever he needs to sell it. He was on Bill O'Reilly last week. He was with Hugh Hewitt last night, who's a conservative radio talk show host. He says he doesn't think Elizabeth Warren's going to run. No threat. He said, "I know Elizabeth Warren well, and my strong feeling is she's not going to run. I think she's trying to influence the direction of the party. And if you have, and you have more influence as a potential candidate, then you take yourself out." So that's what she's doing. She feels like, as being a member of the body of Congress, a Senate, she can do more. She said, "I don't think she can beat her," meaning Hillary Clinton. "I have high regard for Elizabeth. I don't think she would beat her. Looking at the polling, Hillary is probably as well positioned within her own party as any open seat candidate has been in our lifetime," is what he says. Well, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I think she could beat Hillary. I don't think she'll run.
I'm not concerned whether she can beat Hillary, if you get my drift. The House voted 270 to 152 yesterday to pass the bill authorizing construction of the XL pipeline. Of course, the Senate's already passed that, so that means we're going to have showdown time. And we didn't even have time to talk Texas, and there's plenty of Texas politics and obviously news. We'll talk to Charles Schwertner this morning. The reason he couldn't be with us yesterday was the news conference that's here in soundbites from this morning. You got that going on. The state Senate Affairs Committee has to meet today. They're going to be discussing campus carry and permit open carry. That's at 9 o'clock this morning, so just ahead of that conference, just ahead of that committee, and that's the state Senate committee that Charles Schwertner sits on. He'll talk to us about that as well. So there's lots of stuff that's going on in Austin that we don't even have time for. And Joe Strauss, though, real quickly, basically just said, "I will not be bullied by the ultra-conservative wing of the Republican Party in the Texas House." So,
there.
That gauntlet would be thawed.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
Got a check to deposit but don't have time to go to the bank? Brenham National Bank solves your problem with Snap Deposit. Just snap a picture of that check and touch deposit. You're done. Snap Deposit from BNB.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you bought a dog and that dog was worth several thousands of dollars, you'd probably be taking the best possible care of your dog. Well, consulting arborists will tell you that even a semi-mature shade tree can add many thousands of dollars of value to an average urban lot in Texas. Trees come at a premium, and it's the wisest gardeners among us who acknowledge their value and attend to their needs regularly. Let's track those smart plant people around through the year to see what we can learn. A year-round tree program right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray, all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. We're going to start our tree program in late winter. Winter, of course, is a prime time for pruning and shaping. The dormant season is when you want to remove errant growth. Each cut is critical, so always have a purpose for your pruning. Never top trees for any alleged reason, crepe myrtles included. And use caution not to damage the trunk in the process. If your trees have roots that are threatening a sidewalk, drive, or foundation, sever them by the end of the winter, preferably earlier, so the plant can regrow new roots before summer. Dig an 18-inch deep trench that extends 15 or 20 feet along the concrete surface and install a root barrier vinyl to prevent future root growth and potential damage. Winter is also the season during which you want to dig and relocate existing trees. Your time is quickly running out. If you have one that you need to move from one part of your yard to another or out of nature into your landscape, get it done before it starts growing. Spring sees the most vigorous new growth in our shade trees, and as a result, it's the time to feed them to foster new shoots. Use a high nitrogen or all nitrogen fertilizer, no weed killer included, just as the buds are beginning to swell and open. The most active area of feeder roots will be out around the tree's drip line right beneath the outer canopy, and that's where you want to concentrate your fertilizer. I like to put it on the surface and water it in. You may notice bark falling from your tree's trunk in the spring, other seasons as well. That normally is a very natural occurrence, no cause for concern. Now, if you see active decay beneath where the bark is falling, then you do have a problem and an arborist ought to be called out. Summer is the season when trees run into the greatest number of problems. Hot, dry weather alone will cause largely fast-growing trees like cottonwoods and mulberries, catalpas, and sycamores to shed large numbers of leaves. They may be scorched around the edges as well. Insects and even diseases will show up in the summer when your shade trees are stressed by the extreme heat. So you need to keep an eye on your trees during the summertime and make sure that they don't run aground. Autumn is a great time to assess your tree's successes and failures and to determine what moves you need to make next. Fall is the best possible season for planting new trees for containers. Nurseries have good supplies of quality trees. You can compare them side by side that way. I'm Neil Sperry, ready with the Reds in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. In a nip-tuck game, Texas A&M men's basketball got it tied up midway through the second half before the Bulldogs reeled off eight consecutive points, including a three-pointer by Taylor Eccles to lead 51-43. The Aggies couldn't close the gap and fell to Georgia 62-53 last night, and here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the tough loss.
Got beat by a very good Georgia basketball team. They played like a veteran team and a more disciplined team offensively. I thought our guys didn't show a lot of poise in the second half, and we didn't handle some adversity well from the beginning. When House was out in the first half, it hurt us. Jalen foul trouble, Courtney foul trouble. We did a poor job of handling the adversity.
Alex Caruso led A&M with 20 points. Texas A&M is now 16-7 and 7-4 in the SEC. They'll get back to work Saturday as A&M welcomes the Florida Gators to Reed Arena. Pre-game at 5, tip-off at 5:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The number 15 Texas A&M women look to keep their season sweep over Arkansas as the Razorbacks visit Reed tonight at 8. A&M won the first meeting between the squads this season with a buzzer beater by Echiria Day. The Aggies are looking to protect Reed while they have won 14 straight games. Coach Blair is asked about the pressure for February as basketball leads to March Madness.
I think it puts pressure on us with Arkansas. Okay, Arkansas is just coming off of three wins, held three straight opponents under 50 points, and they felt like they should have won the game at Fayetteville. So they're coming in playing for their playoff life. They're 4-6. We're 6-4. It could easily be reversed.
Pre-game slated for 7:45 on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. If the season ended today for the ladies, the basketball team would be one of the nation's top 20 teams, as announced by the NCAA Women's Basketball Selection Committee. The 2015 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship will utilize a hosting model that will allow the top 16 seeds who meet championship hosting requirements to host first and second round games starting March the 20th. In the NBA, Texas A&M's DeAndre Jordan has been on fire for the Clippers. He had 24 points and 20 rebounds as the Los Angeles Clippers beat the Houston Rockets 110-95. Jordan shot 6-for-8 from the field and extended his NBA record streak of 39 consecutive games shooting at least 50%. J.J. Barea scored 15 of his season-high 22 in the third quarter as the Mavericks held on for a ragged 87-82 win over the Utah Jazz. Here's Barea on that big quarter.
Oh, it was great. I think my teammates was just telling me to keep shooting. Keep shooting. They kept giving me the ball, and the ball was going in. You know, they were going on the pick and rolls. And then I got going a little bit, and I think that was big for us in the third quarter.
The Spurs are looking back on track.
Down low to Leonard. He's going to try to post up on Augustine. Back in a down jump stop in the lane. They're working to the right side. Green for three. Green got it from Tony Parker. Danny Green with a three-pointer.
That was three of Danny Green's 19 points as the San Antonio Spurs easily brushed aside the Detroit Pistons 104-87. In the PGA, Tiger Woods says his golf is not acceptable for the PGA Tour and will not return until it is. Said on his website that he wants to play the Honda Classic starting February 26th, but he won't if he's not tournament ready. He's been playing poorly at Torrey Pines last week and then withdrew after 11 holes because of tightness in his back, although he says the injury is not related to the back surgery that he had last spring. Little League International has stripped Chicago's Jackie Robinson West of its national title after finding the team falsified its boundary map. The league made the announcements and said Chicago team violated regulations by placing players on the team who didn't qualify because they lived outside the team's boundaries. The Cleveland Browns will stand by Johnny Manziel as he continues his treatment in rehab. Owner Jim Haslam said, quote, "I think it's way too early to give up on Johnny," end quote. Haslam went on, "We certainly haven't given up on him." Haslam's support of Manziel comes amid speculation that the Browns could attempt to make a play for the draft pick to pick up Marcus Mariota from Oregon. And finally, Naismith Hall of Fame coach Jerry Tarkanian has died at the age of 84, 2 days after he was hospitalized with an infection and breathing difficulties. The towel-chewing Tark won the 1990 NCAA championship with UNLV, took the Runnin' Rebels to four Final Fours, and had 509 wins against 105 losses in 19 seasons at the school. Here's part of his acceptance speech into the hall.
"I have loved the game of basketball since my earliest memories. Basketball has been good to me. I've been able to be comrades with some finest individuals in the coaching profession."
And that's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All right, Ymir, to the point now that you need some help with your Valentine shopping, David Gardner's there to do that, and they've been doing it for 30 years, actually 30-plus years. So you're going in. Maybe all you've got is an idea. Okay, she likes this, fill in the stone, whatever it is. They'll take you and let you see what the selection is. Or, this is what I've got to spend. Well, they'll take that into consideration as well. What you want to do is be able to walk out with something that's got DG on it, which is a pretty cool thing to do for this Valentine's or any Valentine's. Now, if you already know exactly what you want, that's great. They'll take you in there and it'll be done. But know this, they understand completely. They've been through a lot of Valentine's days, lots of special occasions where just the right piece of jewelry is something that somebody needs, and all they've got is a little bit of information. They'll help you fill in the blanks so that you get just what you're looking for. Don't forget, they're also an authorized Rolex dealer, and they do authorized Rolex service as well. David Gardner's at 911 University Drive.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, a little change in the weather. As you've noticed, we had a wind shift overnight, so it's going to be breezy today. Winds at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour and a high of only 48, but there will be sunshine. 37 tonight, then tomorrow 61 with sun. 74 on Saturday. That'll be nice. And a chance of rain coming in on Sunday night, just so you know, at 40%. It's 44. Chill factor 30.